Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Is Carolina good enough to beat Duke for a second time? This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. Hubert Davis answered some questions Tuesday about the maturation of his basketball team over the last 6 weeks of the season. Why exactly are the Tar Heels playing so much better since the surprising home loss to Pitt, winning 10 of the last 11? Davis says he always had confidence in these players, even when they were losing games by double digits. Why wouldn't I, he said. I saw that they had a chance, and it's my job to stay positive. I love these guys. They trusted me as a first-year coach. It starts with the improvement of his combo guards, Caleb Love and R.J. Davis, whose back-to-back 30-point games against Baylor and UCLA led these Tar Heels to UNC's 21st Final Four. They had no senior leader on the team last year to show them the way, Davis said. Both of them can score and are taking care of the basketball much better than last year and earlier this year. As sophomores, Love and Davis have bettered their three-point shooting by 150 percentage points respectively from their freshman season and steadily improved their assist-to-turnover ratios. UNC is 15-0 in games when Love makes five or more assists. Love has become a lethal outside shooter when he gets hot, as he did against UCLA in the Sweet 16, with 6 three-pointers that helped the Heels pull out the tenuous game. He's not afraid to fail, Hubert said. I don't know where we'd be without Caleb. Amanda Baycott has set UNC and ACC records for rebounding and double-doubles, and while he unquestionably has a nose for the ball coming off the rim, he is also playing with the perfect stretch forward in the country for his game. Brady Manick is shooting 40% on three-pointers and also has 70 assists. I knew he was experienced and could shoot the ball, Hubert said of Manick, but I didn't know he is such a great passer and instinctive player. And senior Leaky Black has finally received credit as one of the best defensive players in the college game, regularly shutting down forwards and guards of all sizes. Davis took ownership of a car with some broken and new parts, and it was his job to fix it and get the car running smoothly again. He said their shared time together over the months led to the Final Four. Whether these humming Tar Heels can beat national championship favorite Duke a second time in a month will be the test of a season that's gone from nowhere to something special. This is Archansky. See ya.